From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington,
this is Heath Kazier reading Mind Games by Alan Brudner. Chapter 1. To explain how my son Skyler's life came to depend on a computer program, I have to take you back about 7 years. My wife was alive back then. Sky was a whiz kid with a year to go in high school, and the richest man in the world was just a smiling, eyeglassed face I often saw on the business and news shows about how computer nerds have come to rule the world. It all started, like many brilliant ideas, and a hell of a lot of lousy ones, I guess, with desperation. In our case, a need to pay for Sky's college education. Our son was creative, like Eliza, but he was also practical, quantitative, had logical reasoning ability far greater than mine. I don't want to sound like an overly proud father, but the truth is, Sky was a genius. We knew it from a young age, but it wasn't until he was a teenager with a perfect 1600 SAT score that I realized the economic impact of what that meant. He was bound to be admitted to a prestigious private college, an Ivy, and we somehow had to finance it. Needless to say, Eliza came up with a unique plan. She always did.
"Forbes says Avery Cord is worth $70 billion, Cliff,"
my wife had said that morning a long time ago, looking up from the annual Richest People issue that sat next to her coffee mug on the kitchen table. She often woke up at the crack of dawn.
"That's buh, not muh. Buh-illion. He'll make more in interest before noon today than we'll earn during the rest of our lives."
"Step on more bodies, too. We may not be rich, Lizzie, but I can be happy without running the universe."
"They just don't like him because he's filthy rich, Cliff."
"Or just plain filthy."
"Half those rumors are probably planted by his competitors or wannabes."
"Then there's still the other half, Lizzie, and he doesn't have any competitors." My $70,000 a year as a client relations specialist for the Terrell Finch brokerage firm was no pittance, I knew. It put me in the highest 15% income-wise in the country, but it would never land me in Forbes, or even in a decent house in a good school district in Westchester. And although Eliza's salary as an insurance investigations photographer helped out, she also freelanced and had an occasional commissioned artsy-fartsy shoot for Audubon or National Geographic, her income was irregular and never enough to change our picture. With its taxes, rents, and prices, New York wasn't an easy place to survive on a middle-class income, and saving for a comfortable retirement in Utah or Arizona was somebody else's fantasy.
"Everything's relative, Cliff,"
Eliza said, looking at me with wide eyes, still as provocative and mischievous as when we first met at NYU.
"We send Juanita $25 a month, and it goes really far in Santo Domingo. Probably buys her a pair of shoes, a dress or two, meals for her family for a month."
"That's the kind of thing the foster parents plan prospectus says, anyway."
"And we don't even miss it."
$25 wouldn't go too far at Saks, Eliza. Maybe buy a lunch in the cafeteria."
"That's my point, Cliff."
The gleam was still in her eye.
"It's all relative."
"What is?"
"A million wouldn't buy Avery Cord a new Brancusi sculpture he likes or a decent enough sound system for his bedroom. He wouldn't even notice a million missing. According to this article, he recently tried, hush hush, to buy the original, unedited version of the Declaration of Independence. He offered $1 billion. Think about that. The man wouldn't miss a million any more than we miss the $25 we send Juanita."
"He's just pursuing life, liberty, and happiness, Eliza."
"And doing a better job of it than anyone else. This guy's leaving Bill Gates behind in a cloud of dust."
"So we break into Cord's house and steal a Van Gogh? What?"
"Of course not. He'd miss that. We write him and ask him for some money. We don't have to be greedy. $200,000 would be plenty. And we offer to return it if Sky gets a big academic scholarship."
"Ask him. That's it. We write and ask him for $200,000. I shrugged, not voluntarily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?